Happy birthday, dear Liam.
Stop it.
Happy birthday to you. It's your bloody birthday.
It is my birthday.
I can't believe how old are you?
25.
This is I'm like, obviously happy birthday, but it really does highlight the age difference between us.
It really does, actually.
Yeah. Have I groomed you? Probably I've groomed you.
Well, how long have we been chatting? About 8 years?
I met when I was your teaching assistant, wasn't
I? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel?
It feels all right. I sort of have a thing with ages where I think I felt about 15 until I was 19.
Yeah.
And then I felt about 18 until I was 21. And then I still feel about 21. Maybe I'm going to tip over to feeling 25 soon.
Yeah. And then suddenly you hit sort of 27 and you feel 50.
You're
a very weird
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. What have I got ahead of me? Because you are 31.
I am 31.
What have I got ahead of me?
What have I got ahead of you? Do you know what? Actually, I think that, I mean, you seem like a person that's very sure of, not sure of yourself. That sounds like you're a cocky bastard. No, you feel very sort of like sure in yourself. I think the older you get, the more that sort of continues to happen.
That's nice.
I feel like in my 30s, my early 30s, I have felt more confident in myself and happy with myself.
I feel that from you. Obviously, you know, that is expected because you are that bit older than me, but that's nice. I look forward to that.
And I've
said that to you before. You're very much, you've got a very clear sense of, I feel like you don't change your personality based on who you're talking
that's
to.
That's very kind.
I still feel like I do a bit of that.
No, you don't. You're always the, God, we're really loving each other today, aren't we? I think, should we make the most of this episode, just have a party?
Yeah, is this my birthday party?
It's your birthday party, mate, yeah. We've got the amazing...
Is that what I saw? I saw producer Connor came in with a carrier bag when we started. Is there a cake or present in there?
Do you know what? With producer Connor, it's either a cake, a can of lager, or roadkill. You just never know if he's carrying a treat or a dead animal. You don't know with him. But yeah, it's a real lucky dip when he carries in one of those blue off-license bags.
It'd be nice to get a little... I didn't see that one
dripping. Normally, they're a bit moist.
am I getting a present?
You might get a little present after we're off air. not to make it too
you
weird.
Might get a little present when I've had time to go to the show. So this is the birthday app.
Yeah,
we've got a guest who's turned,
also has birthdays.
A bit related. Tune in if you or let us know in the comments if you have birthdays. But is she turned up aware it's my birthday?
Oh, she knows.
Yeah?
She knows.
Yeah, she's bought a present.
Absolutely. I think everyone's in the birthday spirit. The producers know.
Yeah.
Our guest knows. Our guest is Freya Mallard.
Yeah.
Brilliant comedian.
Really good comedian.
Brilliant online content as well.
She's got the sort of the double whammy of online and stand-up.
She does it all. Let's just hope for the love of God that she can do pub quizzes as well.
Yeah.
I've got a good feeling that with it being your birthday, this might be the quiz where we get the very mystical, unspoken full mark quiz.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. It could collapse in the first 2 minutes of the
podcast. That would be the best birthday present ever.
it really would.
That would save you nipping to the shop. That would save you nipping down to Big Tesco. I mean, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. Let's get down the pub. Let's meet Freya. Let's see if she's got your present.
Yeah.
And we'll do the pub.
And also, because it's the pub quiz part, I know we do a lot of quizzing, the pub aspect, because it's my birthday, we're going to have a couple more jars, as they say.
Let's do it.
Should we have one or two more than we normally do?
Let's do it. Let's see if it affects the quality of the podcast. I mean, we're starting from a low bar anyway.
Yeah, we are.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
Joining our team this week is a very funny stand-up comedian and online sensation whose list of famous admirers include Josie Long, Greg James, Rosie Holt, and very soon, Jake Barbosch and Liam Shaw. It's Freya Mallard. I'm so sorry that our producers... Firstly, amazing intro, but it does sort of set us up that we're not yet fans of you. We're already fans
of
you.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Is it weird him having such sort of a list of compliments reeled out at the start of the podcast?
I mean, that was very quick. It could have gone longer.
Sorry, we should make it longer, didn't we? Freya, welcome to the pod. Welcome to Liam's birthday pod as well.
Happy birthday, Liam. I have nothing for you.
You knew I was going to ask you that. Have you got me a present?
I've got absolutely nothing but my absolutely incredible personality.
That'll do. That's a one-up from him.
There's two now. Freya, you two. Freya, with such an impressive introduction, I wonder, do you have time for pub quizzes?
I do, actually. I love pub quizzes.
Really?
They're my thing. Like,
you might be the first person we've ever said yes. Yeah. I don't think we've ever had anyone say yes. They always say you like the idea of it.
Yeah, no, I got into them like in the retail job I worked at uni. We would go out and do them, but I don't add anything is the thing. And now since having a kid, like one of my first nights out was I did a pub quiz with two friends, and I'll just like get my smartest friends together, and then I'll just go for the vibes and stuff. And I'm always just hoping I'll have my like Bridget Jones moment.
Yeah.
You know, in the quiz where like it's like a pop culture thing, and she's like, "Who designed Princess Diana's wedding dress?" And she's like, "The Emmanuel."
So are we in the midst of a quiz winner? Have you won pub quizzes in the past?
No, I don't think so. Okay. That's not really what I'm there for.
You hear the vibes, which is good that you're here on Liam's birthday as well, to be fair.
We're hoping, the fact it is my birthday, we spoke in the intro, we want this. The best present I could have is if we've never had a full house. We've never had so it's three rounds of five. If we can get 15 out of 15.
Don't put that on me. Don't bring that to my door. Not to have a nice time. I've got a baby brain.
She's left the house to get away for the baby to have a pint, and now we put the pressure of 15 out of 15 on her.
God, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday, please.
please be much cleverer than you are.
We like to ask our guests their favourite fact that they've heard in recent times. You might have heard this at a party. I don't know. What have you got for us?
I heard one really recently that was, nowadays, the rise of emojis are like creating loads of problems in like lawsuits. So a lot of the time, like lawsuits will hinge off an emoji. Isn't that crazy? Wow. And like the different interpretations. So there was one case where there was a buyer and a seller, and they sent over a contract, and the guy sent a thumbs up, just meaning like, I've got it. And he thought that meant like, and then they never received the product.
Yeah.
And then in the lawsuit, they were like, no, I just meant like, I've got the contract. And he was like, no, you were signing the contract. And he got like 83K in damages. Yeah.
And what's mad about that is I suppose a lot of sort of like judges and lawyers are a lot of sort of older men in their like 60s and 50s who have just... They won't know what an emoji is.
Yeah, they were like, the aubergine is perfectly fine in the circumstance. Yeah.
There was nothing untoward in that message. You just sent an aubergine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
And also the difference between Android and iPhone. So, you know, the one that's like, on Android is like...
there's more aggression rather than awkwardness, isn't there? That's a brilliant fact.
Yeah.
We also like to ask our guests if they can provide us with the team name.
I thought maybe like Big Quiz Energy.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
Or like, if you like are queer, you could be called like Quizbians. Is that funny?
We had
I was just trying to put quiz into any.
I love it when quiz gets put into it, but it doesn't rhyme with
We had Will Best on, host of Big Brother, and we gave him a bit of a hard time for coming out with the names Quiz Tim Baldoni and Quiz Mescal.
What you need is quiz to kind of slot in seamlessly. Yeah. And if you say Quizbians like that, then it's fine.
I've got images of us like at the quiz night and being like, this is our team name, but do you mind if you pronounce it Quizbians? Cheers, thank you very much. It would work better.
No, do you know what? It's actually better when you say, oh, we're the Quizbians, but then the guy is like, and fourth on the chart is Quizbians. It's like, it's funnier.
Quizbians? Can I get the Quizbians to put their hands up, please? Where are the Quizbians?
They sound angry about it. And like, you don't get our vibe, you don't get us, and that's why it's funny.
What are we going with? Quizbians or Big Quiz Energy? I love both.
What do you prefer?
Quizbians.
Quizbians. And do we have to say it like that if we ever refer to the team name?
Absolutely.
Brilliant, okay.
So there's a birthday party, and I think it's the Quizbians. So, we've got our team name. We've really whet our appetite with a lovely fact. Mm-hmm. Each week, we get a real pub quiz sent in by a real pub quiz master.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we have an exciting one, okay. It says here, we've gone international. We have a quizmaster today who's called Alex from the Old Dubliner in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Okay.
Miami, Florida.
Don't get excited about this as we are. This is
huge.
No, I want someone who's in the UK and the questions are going to be like, what's your street called that you live on, Fred? Yeah. And I'll tell you.
So it's cool when that comes up, isn't it? Your own street name. Yeah.
Fred goes to pub quizzes just to have a chat.
Yeah. He's not asked me anything about me. He's just so general. No, I don't think I do want to see you again, mate.
Quizmaster's giving me the ick.
But are you excited because that means you're going global?
Well, I mean, it is quite exciting, isn't it? From Miami on his birthday as well.
That's very exciting. Happy birthday.
It's his birthday, Freya, for God's sakes.
We've
gone international. The quizmaster is Alex from the Old Dubliner, spelled A-U-L-D, so it really is old, in Miami, Florida. The quiz starts every Sunday at 6:30.
Is that too early?
Well, yeah, I think
what?
So.
Yeah, but we don't know what the American culture is with that, do we?
Do they just finish work and then bolt out? They
don't do a quiz. Do a quiz at the old dinner.
They don't even have pubs in America. Where do they quiz in, like, function rooms?
although you do get Irish pubs everywhere, don't you?
Unless they're doing it in a diner.
I went to the plaza.
We're gonna quiz in the mall.
I was in Florence the other week, right? And I was looking for somewhere to play.
In Italy.
Yeah,
been there.
Just to the point of you get Irish pubs everywhere. I was looking for like a pool table. We were there for a few nights. We were like, I'm gonna go over again. Pool, do something. Went to find this Irish pub.
In Florence.
Do something in Florence.
We done the pizza, pool. We did the pasta, we walked around, saw them. I found an Irish pub.
What a waste.
You know, it's like AI do sort of like, this is what an American looks like. You are a British man, aren't you?
No, I was. I'm not a British man.
You are British
I am
man,
a British man, but
AI.
I'm not. No, I'm
pizza
not.
Was fine.
So weird.
He told me when he went to Florence, he was like, I do prefer the Tesco pasta pots. Sorry.
It just wasn't as good as I was expecting.
Sometimes when you go there and you taste the authentic way, like they put olive oil over something, you're like, I like butter, and then you feel bad. So yeah, I get it.
This is what I thought. I wasn't against the food over there. I just thought that it was... I wasn't blown away. It's quite simplistic recipe.
So you went to the Irish pub, played pool. Who are you with?
You weren't blown away.
You're with your girlfriend. She actually loved that. So you were just... She's taken to Florence. You thought...
We walked past bloody Sullivan's or O'Murphy's or whatever it's called. And we should go in there and have a drink. And we went, no, let's go back to the Airbnb first, get changed and then go back out. So we made a bit of an effort.
Make a night of it.
Well, we did. Right, we went back in. We went downstairs, right? He was like, pool table was downstairs. Mm. Went downstairs. Turns out we weren't a pool table, it was table football. And in the little corner where this table football was, right? So imagine it like, it was a little like sort of part of a room with a little side alley going off it, which went nowhere. It was literally just like a little sort of like walk through.
And you took your girlfriend down this.
No.
We sent her down on a
rope. We were in there, right?
Investigate.
And in big writing on the wall, written in like sort of chalk on the wall, went blowjob area with an arrow down to this little thing, right? And it wasn't ironic. We looked down there. There was a dirty old chair, looked like a bit like your sofa actually, with like loads of stains on it. With like a dirty old chair with like stains on it, and it was non-ironic, and then we were like, we're not hanging around here. Finish my dream.
This isn't even ironic.
We went back upstairs.
I love an ironic blowjob area.
No, but it wasn't like a gimmick. It wasn't like
what on earth are you talking about?
And then we went upstairs, and on the way out, there was a sign next. It said also in the like small print at the bottom. It said, "Clap twice as you're leaving the bar to let us know that you've used the facilities." Right. We walked out, and then there was
imagining a Spanish bullfighter.
Bombolea.
I like that you said small print like it was a legal document. In the small print, which I read.
And then on the way out, as you're going out, there was another little sign saying €1 for Listerine.
Oh God! Wow, that's a full blown organisation.
Well, I look, Alex, if you're listening, do tell us if the old Dubliner in Miami, Florida, does have a blowjob area. Dirty old chair. Dirty old chair. I love that one in the Irish pub.
I sucked my love.
The quiz runs every Sunday at 6:30. Round one, general knowledge questions. We're in. Five questions, general knowledge. How are you feeling on general knowledge, Freya?
Generally fine.
Nice. We don't want to get too specific too early, to be fair. Question number one. In what show would the character Robin and Ted salute when they heard phrases like general knowledge, private thing, or major baggage?
Well, Robin and Ted are characters in I Fucked Your Mum, How I Met Your Mother.
I Fucked Your Mum.
That's what it's supposed to be called, isn't it? So, I mean, those are names of two people that are in that show, but then also that sounds like an old man show.
It sounds 70s, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it sounds
like
Dad's
Army or something.
Yeah.
I'm inclined.
I'm happy to go for
to
it.
Go with
if
Freya's
neither
answer.
Of you know, like...
But I mean, that's, yeah, no,
they're
that's
at
the
least
closest.
Names.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah.
If she's got two names that are in the thing, we should definitely go with How I Met Your Mother.
Is it an American show?
Yes.
That's helpful.
Well,
of course!
We need to
it's
think
American,
about that. We've not had
exactly
this before,
exactly, because
yeah.
of da-da-da from Florida.
His name is Alex. Alex.
I'm so gutted it's not like Dawn from Dudley.
Dawn from Dudley, if you're listening, do send in a quiz.
Then I would know everything. That's the only reason why.
Who is Dawn from Dudley, and what's she going to ask questions about?
My best friend.
Did she put a curse on you?
Just stuff I know. Oh, God, love that girl.
Sorry, the first question of the first round is one that you knew.
I don't know anything.
Stop slagging Alex off. He sent it in from America. The postage he sent on that is email, but still. Question number two. The 2025 Michelin Guide was recently released, but before becoming the arbiter of haute cuisine, what was Michelin known for making or selling?
Tyres.
Again, Freya, I have to say, you do know everything that's been in this quiz.
And actually, do you know what? I know a fun fact. They invented the Michelin system so they could sell more tyres.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question number three. What airport has the most direct flights to different countries? That is hard.
That is really hard.
What airline has the most direct flights to different countries?
I think it's full marks.
Shall we assume that this is going to go along the American theme?
New York?
Let's go with JFK.
JFK.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. LAX?
That's a good answer. I think that because LAX is on the Pacific Ocean, that maybe more flights might have to stop off at JFK, maybe?
Closest to Europe, yeah.
Somewhere where you can do long flights and short flights from there. Maybe somewhere in Europe? Because people go to Europe from ages away, but also you can go to lots of places very nearby in Europe.
I do think this is the way we should be thinking.
And do you think maybe him sending this in, you think he's included it? I'm just trying to get in the mind of a quizmaster.
You are.
Do you think maybe he's included it and gone, I'll put an English airport for the English quiz?
I don't think he's thinking about much. He's in the blowjob area. His mind's not on the quiz. I don't know. We're gonna have to go for an answer though, Freya. In these situations, we always ask our guests to have the final say. You've got the first two answers right. I would trust you to get the third one.
I don't know that that's right. We don't know anything at this point. It's blind.
I think somewhere in Europe. Shall we go?
Yeah. What do you want?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
It's not
Airport.
Bloody Frankfurt. Okay, I don't know what it is, but it's not that.
If you do the quiz properly, get out.
I think Heathrow could be right. You know.
Maybe like Rome. I don't know. Beautiful place.
Okay, everyone say what they think in 3, 2, 1.
Heathrow.
Heathrow.
Okay, let's go with Heathrow. Question number four. What airline has the most direct flights to different countries? What is going on? No. Sponsored by...
This is a general knowledge.
What is happening here?
Oh, piss what off.
Alex, you've heard it here first. Piss off. Thanks again for sending your quiz. All the
first quizmaster who's been told to piss off.
First what we've had is international.
Is that even a phrase in America? Piss off.
Oh, do you know what it is? I think he's probably thought, I'm an international quizmaster. I'm going to give you some international questions.
Piss in.
No,
piss in.
Piss in. Piss in. Well done. Well done.
Piss back in.
We welcome your piss. Come on.
What airline has the most direct flights to different countries? Airline. This is just like...
Ryanair do a lot. I know that sounds silly, but they do a lot.
Who do you fly with most often? Are you a Ryanair person?
No, I've only flied like twice in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. Ryanair, actually, though, so...
You've only flown twice in your life. Where did you go?
Florence and Spain. Oh, and I also flew to New York.
Are you scared of flying?
No, just first poor, and then second trying to help the environment. And I don't drive either.
I don't drive either, and I'm scared of flying.
I'm scared of driving.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a license?
No.
Yeah, well, that would be quite scary then.
I was always so bad at Mario Kart. I was like, I will kill myself by another people. I can't even do the game.
You thought to yourself, do you know what? It would really ruin my day if a banana skin gets thrown at me.
Yeah.
You're on the M25 and then suddenly that gets thrown.
Well, I was like, if I can't even handle banana skin, then I can't handle like all
other
the...
Other drivers.
So I've only flown Ryanair, so I think that's...
Yeah, I think I've only flown Ryanair. I didn't take a flight till I was 21, 22.
Mm. Yeah. I used to fly loads and then something happened in my 20s. I just got terrified of it. I thought
you've got like a little bit of a phobia, haven't you?
Yeah, the idea of being like in this tube, in the air, far away from everywhere, can't get off. It just makes me think I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
I went on a fear of flying course.
Oh, really?
I went on a Virgin fear of flying course, which also... I know.
You're already
feeling like shit about yourself and it's like, come on then, Virgin.
You know that awkward bit when you arrive at an event and you're like waiting to see the other people who are there. Are you a virgin? Yeah, we're a virgin. Waiting to be called over. The virgins?
So I'm there with the other virgin scaredy cats.
What did they do? Did they hypnotise you?
We used to talk about flying, but my main thing is like claustrophobia. But their thing was like, it was just lectures and lectures about how safe planes are and how, like you know, aerodynamics and that sort of thing. And then the end of the day, because it's in this like conference room at a hotel near Gatwick, they say, right, it's time now for everyone to get up, and we're about to get on the minibus, and we're going to go to take
everyone's
a flight.
I feel like I'm doing
a bus. A bus, brilliant. That's great. Bus is brilliant. And we're about to get a flight, and everyone's like, "What the fuck?" It's like, come on, it was in the brochure.
Did you not know? We all knew.
Yeah. Everyone knew. You paid for the package that contains a flight, but everyone's like faking shock. 150 of them, and we all get taken into Gatwick Airport in single file.
I'm so proud that you went and did this, mate. I'm so proud.
In front of the thing, the person who's running it has got like a flag that they're holding up. Come on, everyone, we're going. And I'm marching along, and we get on the plane, and I sit down, and then the plane takes basically a 15-minute flight from Gatwick to go around the Isle of Wight and come back.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, to like expose you to it. And we take off, and like I thought, right, this is going to be good. 150 people scared of flying, and everyone goes, ah! And the plane takes off, and everyone's doing that, like tilting that way, and you go, and I thought, I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely terrifying. And it turns to the left because we need to go around the Isle of Wight, and everyone's going, ah! And it goes right down the Isle of Wight, and we're going, rah! And the guy next to me, he was the only person that was quite calm on the flight, and he was just like quite old. And I was like, oh, at least I've got him. And I said, are you all right? He goes, it's the same as it always is. And he's having his internal breakdown. And then in the aisle, everyone's queuing for the loo, banging on the toilet, going, I need private space. I need my own personal space. And I was just like, do you know what? These lot are so fucking nuts. We landed and I was like, I'm cured. I am honestly cured. None, I cannot be as mental as these people.
I don't want to be in a group with them. I don't want to be in a group with them.
These fucking virgins. And then I was sort of alright for a bit, yeah.
Is that the scheme slogan, these fucking virgins?
These fucking virgins.
It sounds like it wouldn't be as bad as that if you were actually on a plane that was crashing towards a mountain.
Yeah, it really wouldn't be, because people would be sort of like...
Mate, well done for having a fear though and going, I'm going to do something about
it. Yeah, well done.
So, what airline has the most direct flights to different countries? I think we're going to
Ryanair.
Let's go Ryanair. What'd you call me? Ryanair. Question five, final question of the round. What country is known by the moniker, the North Korea of Africa?
What does the moniker mean?
Nickname for.
Oh, okay, right.
So the North Korea of Africa, what do we think?
Well, what's in the North of Africa?
So you've got Egypt, you've got Ivory Coast.
I don't think it's called the North Korea of Africa because it's in the North of Africa.
I think it must be because
I think it's like maybe safer if we just treat it as if that is why.
It's going to be because it's a dictatorship and like insular. Oh, right. I mean, maybe it's in North, but...
Okay, well, we're all going to tread very carefully and say, what are the kind of places in Africa that give the heebie-jeebies?
Maybe the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, but democratic.
Yeah, but it's very not democratic.
Okay, sure, let's do that then.
Yeah, democratic.
Yeah, sort of in the name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the DRC.
It sounds like a red herring, and people love those in quizzes.
Yeah, it's true enough.
Right, I mean, at this stage, I like to sort of say that it's a very exclusive club that only a few people have joined.
The first five?
The five out of five club.
Fuck me.
I don't know if this is the round to get it on. We don't know, but let's have a look. So, question number one. In what show would the character Robin and Ted salute when they heard phrases like general knowledge, private thing, or major baggage? You thought that you weren't going to gel with Alex's questions. Freya, you got it right. It's How
no
I Met Your Mother.
No way!
Wow. Freya, I mean, if you weren't here, we would have gone with something like, we would have gone with like, hello, hello. You know, like, we would have gone with porridge.
But that does sound right, like, based
really
off
does,
of
doesn't
the...
It? Yeah.
Question,
well done.
Question number two. The 2025 Michelin Guide was recently released, but we've got it up. We know the question. It was tyres.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
It was tyres. Question number three. What airport has the most direct flights to different countries?
I'd be amazed if we got this. We went with Heathrow.
What did you say in the end?
Heathrow.
Oh. But you did say quite early on, Freya, Europe. You were thinking middle of Europe because we've got countries around it. It's Paris.
You Bellens.
Charles
de
Gaulle.
You Bellens.
Where did that come
you
from?
You Bellens. We are a team.
That's what I was thinking really loudly.
Yeah. Question number four. What airline has the most direct flights to different countries? Turkish Airlines.
Oh, okay. Because everyone's going there for their surgeries.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get their hairlines done. Yeah.
That must be it. That's what's driven up the interest in Turkish Airlines. Question number five. What country is known by the moniker, the North Korea of Africa? It's Eritrea.
Oh. I never got to that.
No.
No one's kicking themselves on that, are they? No. Surely not. Okay, so after that round, we scored 2 out of 5. I'll be honest with you, Freya, it's not great.
It's not great.
Oh, excuse me, those 2 were from me.
Oh, yeah.
They were, actually. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to rephrase that.
Yeah.
We got 2 out of 5, and I just want to say thank you, Freya. Thank you so much for all of the input. We wouldn't have done it, be able to do it without you.
I'll pull it back.
Round 2, which is the sport round.
Oh, okay.
Is that any good for you?
I think it's American sport.
I don't know anything about American sport.
But have we learnt from the first section? Is he tailoring it slightly to us?
I think Alex is a very considerate, kind person.
There's been a couple of Europe.
It's not actually been too American centric.
I think he's a very nice guy. I think he's very empathetic. I think he starts his quiz at 6:30 because he's worried people will have, you know, they get Sunday scaries and they're worried about work the next day. I think he's a really lovely Hufflepuff sort of guy.
Yeah,
he's a Hufflepuff of a man. Yeah. And I love him.
Right. Okay. So, question 1 of the sport round.
My dad actually is a sport editor, and my grandpa worked for Formula One, I should know a lot about it.
You know what? We've never done this before, but. If handy, we could do a bit of a phone a friend type thing.
Yeah.
If needed.
If you have a relative.
If there's something that comes up which you think, we don't know this, but I know somebody.
Let's make that a feature, phone a relative.
All right.
Lovely. Okay, done.
Okay, so question 1 for the sports round. And there's no pressure to use it.
Mm-hmm.
We might get 5 out of 5. What are the 6 teams that compete in the Six Nations?
Okay.
Very topical as well.
It's been on recently, hasn't it?
Very recently.
England.
What is the Six Nations?
So it's a rugby. Does it happen every 2 years?
I sort of feel that it's always happening. Do you know what I mean? I always feel the phrase, "Oh, the rugby's on," or "We're going to a pub to watch the rugby."
I feel like it's a phrase that's always happening. It never feels special.
England, Ireland, Scotland,
Wales.
I think we could put them in.
France and Italy.
I think France and Italy.
I think we know that.
Doesn't feel like a special question, does it?
He's done 6 questions so far. 3 of them have all been. Had an answer based in Europe.
I think we can use this information going forward.
Yeah, he's trying to relate to us, isn't he?
Yeah, he's trying to be relatable.
He's made the mistake that thinking sending a quiz into an English podcast means we care about Europe. We famously don't.
So, question 2. Before being the Six Nations, it was known as the Five Nations. Who was the last team to win the Five Nations before the inclusion of the Six Nations?
Leave the Six Nations.
Yeah,
you've done it now. We don't need to hang on to
the
Six Nations. You did this with the airline stuff.
Rugby really ain't a thing in America as well, so it's quite impressive.
It's annoying, actually.
Because in a quiz, you want to be like, didn't get the last one? Move on.
Yeah.
Mm. Equal chance for the next.
I don't know anything about the Six Nations, I'm afraid, beyond who's in it.
I mean, I thought the question was going to be who was the team to last join, and I thought that would have been difficult enough. I mean, it gives us a 1 in 6.
Mm.
Who was the team to make it 6? But it's not even that. So we're working out who wasn't in it, and then who might. I mean, it is still 1 in 6. For who do you want to have a guess at?
I guess England, because we're just bad.
Yeah. So we were likely to win it.
I couldn't know it was last to join because we were last to win.
Who
was the last to win it?
When it was five nations before a Six Nation joined.
When was the last time I saw a rugby guy happy?
I think England, not for any knowledge, but because I think that he's trying to relate to us, and I think he's thought, I'll put England in to cheer them up.
Let's go England.
And that's the only reason I have.
And it really has. Look how happy we all are.
Yeah.
Question 3. Due to Loi Evin, don't know if I pronounce that, Loievin, 2 separate words. Due to Loi Evin not allowing alcohol sponsorship in sport, what word is used for the title sponsor in France instead of Guinness? I probably sound really dear me. I don't even know what sport this is on.
I don't really know what the question is.
I don't understand what it's asking.
Follow up one.
It's still about the Six Nations round.
Out of 5 questions, we're having 3 questions about the Six Nations.
Bloody hell. So the Loi Evin, I assume that's sort of like a regulatory body in France. They don't allow alcohol sponsorship in sport. So they use a word for the title sponsor in France instead of Guinness. So I think what it's saying, so in the other 5 nations, or in England, or I don't know, wherever, it's the Guinness Six Nations.
Okay.
What is it instead of Guinness? As a substitute for Guinness. Could it be something a bit silly? Is that what he's in?
Oh, is Guinness owned by Diageo? Which is just an overall drinks brand. So it might be the Diageo Six Nations.
That sounds like a thing.
It sounds quite right. It almost sounds like a word. D-I-A...
D-I-A-G-O,
thank you,
thank you. She did get you a present, the present of song.
Question four. Well done, Jake. I think you did really well.
We'll see.
The ICC Champions Trophy is a sporting tournament featuring Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, England and Bangladesh. But what sport is it a competition in?
Cricket.
I was going to say.
They've got a lot of Asian countries there.
That's not deliberate.
It's not going to be rugby, I'll tell you that much.
Due to political differences, which of those eight countries have refused to play in the host cities? And then it's got in brackets...
Rawalpindi, Lahore and Karachi.
And will instead be playing all of their matches in Dubai.
See, in my head, I was thinking of like when Tottenham were getting their stadium redone, I said we're playing at Wembley.
No, basically, Rawalpindi, Lahore and Karachi are all in Pakistan.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's countries that have got beef with Pakistan. I don't know if India's got beef with Pakistan. I think they probably do historically, so I'd put India down.
Is it not what country are those... Sorry, what cities are those? Is that are they?
You're saying the word cities and countries over and over again.
Yeah, so let's go India. Oh my god! Sorry, this is shambolic. Sorry for it.
I think it's going to be India. Yeah,
I'm quite into football, and I feel like we never get sports round, and we finally got one. It was rugby and international cricket.
It's
all rugby and cricket.
I like a lot of Wimbledon. I like lots of stuff.
It's very
so
that
stuff.
Says you don't like that, but Wimbledon.
Loads of stuff,
you know.
Right, let's do the answers. So, what are the six teams that compete for Six Nations? France, Italy, England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. We got all of them, so that's a point.
Well,
lovely
there
stuff.
We go. There we
that's
go.
Good. We're off the mark.
That's very encouraging, Freya. I like the way you said that. That's really nice.
Which of them six were the final team to win it before when it was still Five Nations before becoming six?
Oh, we just had a go, didn't we?
We just went to England.
Alex's questions are like very hard to even understand.
I know
he's even asking you.
We went with England. The answer was Scotland. I'm not too gutted, it was just a 1 in 6 guess, wasn't
it?
So due to alcohol sponsorship not being allowed in sport, what is, in France, what is the title sponsor instead of Guinness? We went with Diageo.
Yeah.
It was Greatness. So instead of Guinness, they've called it the Greatness.
This is what I was saying, they've got to use a different word.
Yeah.
Well,
you
that
did
was,
say Greatness,
to be fair, that was in the question, Freya, I would say. He said we use a different word to Guinness.
Yeah, but it was very convincing. I did believe, like, let's just fuck it off and, like, say the whole brand name.
Yeah.
Like, the parent company. But Greatness...
So it's called the Greatness Six Nations?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
The ICC Champions Trophy is a sporting tournament featuring eight countries. But which sport is it? It was cricket. We were correct. So that is 2 out of 4. And then due to political differences, which of those eight countries have refused to play in the host cities?
Okay.
And will instead be playing in Dubai?
We really got in a pickle with this question, didn't we?
We did. I think it was difficult to dissect it. Well, it was for me. You guys are fine.
Also, it was tricky ground. I feel like we were... Exactly that.
And there's been a few of them.
Because you've come for a day out, Freya. Let's be honest. You come for a day out and then you're...
I'm going to get cancelled.
You're suddenly stuck in the middle of quite serious, like, South Asian geopolitical conflict.
Also, what is the North Korea of the cricketing community?
who's the North Korea of Africa? I don't think it's a very warm... quiz question.
I just want to get on with everyone.
Who's the Hitler of S Club? I don't want to say.
It's not what you want. It's 6:30 on a Tuesday, is it? Whenever he hosts his quiz.
Come on.
6:30 on a Sunday.
Happy
birthday. You know what we said? Let's make this a birthday themed episode. All it's become is when we get into quite a dire state, go happy birthday.
It's really taking a sting. But Jake, you went with India and you were correct. It is India. So that is a 3 out of 5.
Good to have diversity on the pod, isn't it?
That is a 3 out of 5. After round 2. So it takes us to a 5 out of 10 as we go into the final round.
So do we get 3? That's improvement, though.
That's improvement on what I would say is a fucking tricky round.
Yeah.
A fucking tricky round.
Not easy.
Back to piss off, Alex.
Easy.
You pissed off and in, back on, out you go.
So let's take a break from the quizzing for just a second because it got pretty hot. Hot?
What are you talking about?
That sports round was hot. I want to know more about Freya and what the hell has been going on. You had a short film out. It's called Dear So-and-So. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. Oh, it was just, it's a short I made when I did the National Film School course, which I really enjoyed, mm-hmm. like, plug that. And yeah, I did a short, that like, at the end of it, you do a short, they give you a bit of money to do a short, and yeah, I made that, which was about what I imagine to be, like, the worst day of a florist's year, which is the day after Valentine's Day. Because I had an ex send me flowers once, that, and, like, the message was typed, and it was like, I'm so sorry, I've never sent you these before, but, like, here you go, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, God, some poor woman's had to type this out on, like, a database. And it just made me think of that person. So, yeah, it's about, like, the day after Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Can people see it? Where can people see it?
It's on TikTok in full, and it's on Instagram split up into three parts because screw Instagram Reels. But yeah, I release it every year on Valentine's Day.
I've got a lovely bit of research from our producers here that said you performed your show The Bounce Back at Edinburgh Fringe last year, just 3 months after giving birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby with you in Edinburgh.
I did.
I mean, Edinburgh is a tough old place to sort of like do a stint at anyway, but then having a baby as well, how was that?
Yeah, I got my hair cut during Edinburgh and he was like, what are your days off? And I was like, I have a day off on the 13th. And he was like, what? Like, he didn't understand. He was like, you just get one day off.
You just get one day off, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was really hard. and like kind of, I had always planned to debut that year as a stand-up. And so I was like, oh, having a baby's not going to change that, because I had planned to have the baby, but I was just like, oh, I think that would be really fun. A lot of my stuff was about family and relationships and wanting to have children anyway, so mm-hmm. kind of like it wasn't too difficult to change and move. And also it was kind of about like, oh, the show's not 100% finished because I just had the baby, I'm only a new parent now, so I'm kind of learning on the go and like changing the material.
Has it given you a lot of new material, having a baby? Is that sort of really shaped the show and your material that you're doing at the minute?
I almost wish I could do it like again. I want to do it now. I want to take it on tour because I would have so much more to say, as like now my baby is 10 months old, whereas at the time he was 3 months old. So I only had, actually, I was a very, very new parent, so I was really more talking about like having a family in general, what that meant to me, and like being pregnant, and like the scientific facts I was finding out along the way. But now I could definitely speak to being a parent like way more.
What are some of the scientific facts? Sorry, I heard facts and I got very excited.
Yeah, so Charles Darwin, he had loads of children with his first cousin.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Is one of the things I talk about. I researched into it. He had the kids before he'd done all his theorising. So he must have been at work like, aha, oh fuck,
this isn't great,
that's why my son's so ugly. Or like when you have a baby, when a woman has a baby, we all have amygdala in our brain, and your amygdala starts firing up like extra, which means that when the baby cries very quietly at night, you hear it, and men's don't do that, which is why like typically a lot of men will sleep through and not hear the baby. And when I found that out, I was like, oh no, that sucks, oh that's so annoying, but like what can you do, that's science. And then the documentary went on to say that they did the same study in homosexual men with children, and in that instance both of their amygdala does fire up.
Really?
So what that means is that straight men can do it, but they just can't be fucked.
Sounds about right.
They're like, oh, it probably won't die, she'll probably get it. It's fine.
Someone's going to sort it out.
Yeah.
And also, so thank you so much for coming on to our podcast, but you also have your own podcast, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about that?
I have a podcast, it's a character comedy podcast called Binks and Hebrides Wine Time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so not a particular dig at anybody in specificity. It's about two girls called Binks and Hebrides, who are Chelsea girls, and they had nothing. They had nothing. They just lived in Chelsea and had nothing. And now they live in Chelsea and they have a podcast. And so like it's a lot of transformational stuff going on. And yeah, I perform it and produce it with fellow performer Davina Bentley. And we're doing live shows at the moment. Like, if you go onto either one of our Instagram pages, you'll like find all the details for live events and stuff. But we just put content out and full length podcasts on YouTube and everything. But yeah, it's about two spoilt girls having a good time and giving you life advice.
It's very funny. And can people see you live soon?
Yeah, so we're doing a live show very soon. I forget the date, and we're broadcasting and posting about it all the time. And yeah, we do live events, we do live shows, and then we're also going to be doing like one-off little spots here and there and that kind of stuff.
Freya, we a privilege and a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Woo!
We're going to take us into the final round now, mm-hmm. and we've got something very special, guys. I've lined something up. You've just grimaced, Freya. What the hell?
I
don't want anything special. You're taking for a nice day out.
Is it coming from you or coming from Alex?
It's coming from me. It's coming from me.
Okay, fine.
All right,
I'm excited.
So we've not had our 5 out of 5 yet. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get it. And to raise the stakes a little bit, because it's your birthday, Liam, mm-hmm. I have got some shots of Fireball. Yes, I know.
Not sponsored.
We're not sponsored, no. We do a lot of promo for Adcock.
What is Fireball? I've never had a Fireball. Have you ever had a Fireball?
It's very nice.
I've not had a Fireball, but I have been seeing all the people going to Pitbull Live recently.
Yes.
It looks very exciting.
So I've got these shots because I was thinking, yes, we want to get 5 out of 5 to bring Freya into the 5 out of 5 club, but also, it could be a bit of fun, right? If we don't have the glory of 5 out of 5, mm-hmm. then we get to watch you have a shot for every question we don't get right.
Okay.
It raises the stakes, it puts the pressure on, and hopefully it will encourage us, or encourage you, to really pull your finger out.
Funny, because this is my birthday podcast, and it almost feels like when it's your birthday, you get punished.
I know, why is that?
The worst birthday present I ever got at school from my mates was...
What's the worst birthday present you ever got at school from your mates?
I'm glad you asked, thank you, mate. We used to have filmed me and my mates, if we ever did like a bit of a sleepover sort of thing. We were probably like 14 or something. That's a bit embarrassing still, isn't it? But we were like, if first one to fall asleep, you'd obviously get on their phone, wreak some havoc, that sort of thing. That must have been a thing for you. You know,
wreak some havoc.
Maybe not. Yeah, wreak some, message people, change your Facebook, do statuses.
We did well at 14. It was I didn't have a phone that had that stuff.
Really? Oh, yeah. We were wreaking havoc. Facebook store. I'm a bit younger, but yeah. I remember once we had like a bit of some mates to stay around, maybe like a week or so before my like 14th birthday. I'd obviously fallen asleep first. It was out of character for me.
Still worried about being the last one to fall asleep. But I was out of character. Normally I'd be. Normally, mate.
Don't get any ideas. If you invite me around for sleepover, I will be
up till dawn.
Still worried.
I'm scarred.
Normally, I'll be up. I'm like, scarred. Midnight snacks. Yeah, definitely.
I'm scarred, and I'll tell you why. I mean, one time it happened, and they put me in a Facebook relationship with like school bully as like a status. But one time I did it, and I knew I fell asleep first. I woke up the next day, and I thought, oh, they haven't done anything. It's all right. Normal day. A week later, it was my birthday at school. And they had these all like subtle hints in the presents they'd got me. I'd say presents they got me. They gave me a banana and like a mini pepper army. I'm a vegetarian.
Those don't even pair well.
And they went, I know. I don't think it was like a banquet. Here we go, boy. But it was like, they gave me that. And then they went, oh, we've printed off a screenshot or something. The reason we've given you this is because last week when you fell asleep first, it was at my own house as well. You know what I mean? It was my sort of like family's hospitality for them. They'd gone on my phone.
Yeah.
I was 14. It's really, right. They'd gone on my phone. Gone on my.
I'm engaged.
Gone on my search history. Right, they'd found on my searches. Oh, fuck.
I can see you editing it in your head as we go.
My search history.
It's 2 girls, 1 cup.
And bearing in mind, they'd taken a screenshot of this, sent it to themselves, deleted the message, printed it off with that, and then on my birthday presented me with this screenshot of my search history, at school in front of everyone, and then presented me with a mini pepper army and a small banana. My search history. Along those lines, does...
does my pepper army smell like banana?
I wish it was. Yeah, that's great. I wish it was. Does masturbation...
That's okay.
Affect...
That's okay.
That's okay.
Does masturbation affect... penis growth.
That's so fine.
And because I googled
that. Were you worried it was shrinking?
Because I googled.
Honey, I shrunk my penis.
I think the ones that should be embarrassed are the ones that bought you in a banana and a pepper on. It doesn't really go with the search term at all. Anyway.
Yeah, and your high school PSHE lessons.
Probably because they bought out massive dildos for us to put the condom on. That made me feel a bit insecure. Why not look like that? And it's definitely not blue.
And it's smaller than last week.
Fred, you Googling anything weird?
No, but to be fair, you know, people will make fun of guys for not understanding female anatomy. Mm. I would just be like, do you know what? I don't get how that works. I'm just going to start getting fingered at parties. I just, and then I'd berate the guys for not knowing. But I didn't know myself, so fair enough. Does that make sense?
I don't know what. When you said, I don't know how that works, I'm getting. Are you playing a guy or yourself at that point?
Like, it's like I wasn't having a go myself. So I would just be like, I'll just outsource this. And right. Then I'll be mean to them. Because there was this whole thing of like shame around it. We had one friend that was like, oh, I masturbate. And we were all like, you're disgusting. Yeah. It's only very recently, like, that's why there's so many like female influencers doing like dildo ads, because we're being like, we're reclaiming it. We're not disgusting. Mm.
What's Jamie Lang's wife, Sophie
Habu?
But they were talking about how they use the metal part of an electric toothbrush to rest on it to sort of use. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Now you're bored. Okay,
oh,
fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The science lab tables, perfect height. Buses. When I moved to London, tables? Sitting on the underground, get shaken about. That was my great stuff. Incredible scenes.
Who needs boys when you've got the district one?
Exactly. Yeah.
What bit of the podcast are we on?
The last section of questions. Brilliant. You've just interviewed me. About my masturbation habits.
No, we have not interviewed. You told the story. Fine, got you. So, what I thought I would do is get some shots, because basically every time we get one wrong, you have to have one. So that's what we're going to do. Raise the stakes. Hopefully it'll get us into valuing this 5 out of 5. The final round is called Opening Lines.
Brilliant.
The following are all opening lines from movies and literature. You have to name the film or the novel. Now, Freya, you don't know this, but Liam doesn't know any films.
No, oh, my partner's like this. He's like from a time capsule. Like, he's never seen like Love Actually or anything important.
I've seen Love Actually. This is not the round for me to be having shots for every...
Well, every time we get one wrong...
Jake's quite good. You're quite a good film.
I think I'm okay at films, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
So, the first line from the movie or the book. So, number one, are you watching closely?
So, it's a film where there's a narrator character.
Yeah.
Because they've said...
Great Gatsby. That's very good. Great Gatsby.
Yeah, maybe. There's that film where there's the close-up magic, you know, with...
Oh, that's a really good idea.
What's his name?
Now You See Me. That's a really good idea, Freya. I like that. I like that a lot.
Freya,
you might have just saved him from a shot.
God, Freya, I so hope you're right.
It must be. That's a really good idea, though.
I hope because I'm right.
Are you watching closely? Question number two, Call Me Ishmael. I know this one. Do you want to have a go?
No. Is it the one with Adrian?
Oh, I'm testing you.
You do this.
I know this one.
When he knows an answer, he gets really smug of like quizzing everyone else rather than just coming forward with it.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah. Do you want to have a go? Do you want to have a go before I tell you what it is?
Is it the one with Adrian Brody?
It is the book Moby Dick.
Cool.
Number three, the world has changed. I feel it in the water, I feel it in the earth, I smell it in the air.
I feel it in my toes. Wet, love is all around. Avatar? Never seen it, but...
Should we do a classic pub quiz, come back to it?
Yeah, park it.
Now remember, if you want to call someone
I'm thinking about it.
Question number four, mother died today, or maybe yesterday, I can't be sure. Oh my gosh, this rings such a massive bell.
I actually think that rings...
Forrest Gump?
Maybe.
No, he knew when his mum died. Mother died today. Maybe yesterday, don't know more. It definitely is that kind of accent. It's
Should we park it again?
We're parking it again. And finally, number five, I believe in America. America has made my fortune.
Oh.
That's going to be an American film.
That be Great Gatsby?
I don't think Great Gatsby had a first-person narrator.
It did.
Did it?
Yeah.
From whose perspective?
Nick.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe it's Great Gatsby then.
Unless it's maybe like the new Trump film that's been out.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, maybe.
I was thinking that, but I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. I was appalled by it, and I don't remember him saying that.
You were appalled by it, did you say?
Oh, the Eiffel Tower scene. Ugh.
Sure.
Disgusting.
What is that scene?
Well...
I have seen the film a few years ago.
I think you could put two and two together.
Eiffel Tower.
I don't think he knows what. I don't think he's going to talk about.
Genuinely, I'm not being sort of like.
You never heard that phrase, the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, I know what the Eiffel Tower is.
No. Just a man looking for a pen, saying that he knows a Parisian landmark.
I know about Paris. It's the number one direct planes coming out of any country.
I don't need these shots. Tell you now, that's what I need.
All right. Do you don't know what an Eiffel Tower is?
I know what the Eiffel Tower is, but what? What is it?
Do you know what an Eiffel Tower is?
No, no. Okay. I don't know. Fine. What is it?
Sex thing.
Yeah, but what sex thing?
Well, if
come
you
on, open very open.
If you think about the shape of the Eiffel Tower, yeah. But also there's a bit in the middle.
Yeah.
And you think like
you have to think about what would bridge those two things in the middle.
I'll tell you after the pod. Happy birthday.
What is it? What
you're
is
a
it?
Man now.
Here you go, son.
So, at the end of that round...
Let's rattle off the three phrases that we need to think of.
Yes, yeah. So we've had a go at one and two. Number three, the world has changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. I like...
Should we go Avatar?
I like Avatar as, yeah. As
that's
an option.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it.
No, neither.
Number four, long, mother died today or maybe yesterday, I can't be sure.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah. Oh, yes!
Can I give
it
a go?
Yes. Please phone a relative.
I'm going to phone my partner. Okay. He's very good at pub quiz stuff. Normally, he's very good at dates and sports stuff, but I don't think he actually could have helped with that sports round. Hello, darling.
You're coming home. Please
no.
Come home.
No. I'm just doing the... Oh,
oh wow, what's there's a lot going on.
Please come home.
Please come home.
I hear the baby.
She's running ET.
No, not outside. We wanted to ask you a question about a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom, you're live on the Pub Quiz Pod.
Are you outside my house?
No, I keep thinking you keep thinking we're not near your house. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
It's
a shame.
We're gonna ask you about a movie quote and see if you know where it's from.
I'll try.
Okay.
So which film started with this? Mother died today, or maybe yesterday. I can't be sure.
It's not Forrest Gump.
No, it's not Forrest Gump. I'm thinking. The one with, oh God, it's the 60s.
Oh, is it Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah, that was the one I was trying to say. It's like he keeps going on about crud and cruddy and phony.
Oh, yeah. Catcher in the Rye. Tom, that's perfect. Yeah. Whilst we've got you, Tom.
Yeah.
I believe in America. America has made my fortune.
It could be anything.
Is it an autobiography?
Oh,
I didn't think of that.
That's a very good
really
idea.
I didn't think of that.
Is it Donald Trump's autobiography of yeah. Donald Trump?
Donald yeah. Trump's autobiography.
Maybe Donald
really
Trump.
Good idea.
That's really not a bad shout.
Well, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah? Just come up. I've left the door ajar, so just walk up.
Okay. And we're outside!
We'll see you in three. Bye!
Bye.
See you soon. Bye. God, he sounds genuinely exhausted. Should we say Donald Trump? Oh, no. What was
I think
that?
Donald Trump's autobiography really isn't a bad shout. It's quite topical. It's
can it be
I
a
thought
book?
It was a, yeah, book or film. I thought it was a gangster film, to be honest with you. Like Goodfellas, yeah. Godfather, that sort of
oh,
thing.
Oh, true.
Oh, do you know what? It might be The Godfather.
Yeah.
Oh,
he might
yeah.
He might be Trump autobiography or Godfather. What do you want to do?
I don't actually do it. That's we're asking quite a lot of Trump to write that. It's quite a good line.
I think I'll do Godfather.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Freya, our final chance to get 5 out of 5. What would it mean to you if you don't get into the 5 out of 5 club?
I'll just go home.
Yeah, get back to you.
Absolutely nothing.
Get back to your family, which probably means more to you than this. Okay, so Liam, as we said, for everyone that you don't get right, it's a shot.
Yeah.
Question number one. Are you watching closely? Is, what did we put?
Now you see me.
And after these 5 questions, I won't. It's The Prestige. Okay, first shot of the evening.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, do you know what, Freya? We're not going to get 5 out of 5. I'm really sorry, but we are going to have a Pub Quiz Pod exclusive.
I really think I'm not going to like this. It smells lovely.
You're going to love it. Go on, get it down here.
It's not about liking it.
Wow. How was that? It's quite nice.
Was it magical?
It wasn't lovely.
Wasn't lovely.
Fucking hell, I don't feel so cold in here anymore. That's
well, we're more sure about the next one.
Question number two. Call me Ishmael. I was quite sure about Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Maybe I was trying to sabotage you.
No, you weren't. Come on.
It was Moby Dick. Yeah, here we go. Question number three. The world has changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. You said Avatar.
From two people that haven't seen Avatar.
Definitely not Avatar, is it?
Have you seen Avatar?
No!
Three people that haven't seen Avatar. It's Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, for God's sake, I've seen that as well.
Oh, jeez, Freya.
Do you know what? We're three questions in, we're not doing well. Shall I take one of these off your hands?
Do you want to?
Yeah, go on. Okay, to the Fellowship of the Ring. That's lovely. Question number four. Mother died today, or maybe yesterday. I can't be sure.
You're reading it like Forrest Gump, which makes me think you might have been right.
So this is resting on Tom.
I'll be so annoyed if it is Forrest Gump. In him, because you did say Forrest Gump. But actually, yeah, Tom, no. This was our phone a friend.
It's everyone's favourite novel, The Outsider by Albert Camus.
Oh, for God's sake. We didn't stand a chance.
Oh, for God's
sake. Piss
oh,
right God's back sakes. Off.
Freya's attitude towards literature. Oh, for God's sakes. What have you done? Written a book? Albert Camus.
If it's not like the most obvious, like To Kill a Mockingbird, like thing I read in high school, I'm like, oh, yeah. For goodness sake, who's got the time?
I actually agree with you.
If it's not Diary of a Wimpy Kid,
yeah,
forget it.
You elitist arsehole.
And finally, question number five.
Come on.
I believe in America. America has made my fortune. What did we put in the end?
Godfather. We did weigh up with
Donald Trump's autobiography. You're such a fan of Freya's boyfriend, Tom. They were like, whatever he says is what we all have to put down. He's holding a baby trying to get us off the phone saying, I don't know, fucking Donald Trump wrote it. And he's like, well, I think he's taking the time to think about it. He clearly cares about the podcast and about how well we do on the quiz.
I really like him.
What did we put?
Godfather.
I mean, wow. I can't believe this happened. It's the Godfather.
Is it?
Yay!
It's
the
Godfather. Wow! Freya, I'm really sorry. Whilst you've been one of my favourite people to hang out with, you have...
If I had one of the lowest scores.
You had one of the lowest scores,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, grow up. Come on.
Grow up.
I'm afraid...
There's been multiple marks for each round.
There has... No, that is right. There has been multiple marks. Yeah,
which
specifically a 2, 3 and a 2.
If we'd have had, like, all zeros, I would have been like, yeah, fair play, girl. No. But there's been points.
Well, it's 7 out of 15 to end on, which isn't great. But in our defence... It was an international quizmaster.
Yeah.
An international quizmaster who made sure that he did things that all British people would know about. So it made things a little bit easier.
And we've come on to now the overall review of the quiz, which you'd like to do at the end. So, Jake, do you want to give Freya the criteria to out of 10?
Let's focus on Alex first. So in terms of playability...
Alex, get bent. Come on. Just grow
get
up.
Get bent.
Because I want to have more fun than this. And you're not having me let me have fun. Yeah. Out of 10. Oh, go away. Come on, I want a bit of Kylie Minogue answers in there.
Yeah.
I want to think about, like, oh, when did Rihanna come out? I want stuff like that, come on.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, like, oh, the movie Chicago. I want to talk about a bit of sport, but Wimbledon,
I don't think you
could have
got that many questions in there. I've dropped my pen again. So out of 10 for playability.
Like a 6.
Six, okay.
I think you
The second category is range of questions.
Well, it's tricky when you've got three rounds, but I think what I really don't like is the question where I think each question should be a fresh start.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't like the follow-up on, like, this is a follow-up on the previous question, because if you don't know it, it's just depressing.
Yeah. I think to having the general knowledge round, two rounds about flights, and then in the sports round...
Six Nations.
Two about Six Nations and two about cricket. It's not great. So I think, Freya, you're allowed to be quite just in what score you give out of 10 for his range of questions.
Yeah, exactly. Big fat 6.
Oh, that's good.
I think that's quite generous.
Okay,
well, fucking 4 then.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Finally, Freya, we'd like to know, out of 10, what score you'd like to give for the general good vibes of the experience. And this doesn't just count as Alex's quiz. This counts as the whole experience.
It comes from a moment that we messaged you to say, do you want to come on? It comes from our sort of back and forth of that. Coming to the venue, arriving, how you were treated, the whole room. The
all the way to when you booked your Uber after round one.
Yeah. Okay.
And then how you were treated in your...
Yes.
And how you were sort of treated on the pod.
Overall, up and down, like, we are in the middle of donkey licking nowhere, I will say. But when I came in the pub, I was instantly greeted, and that's nice. You don't have to wander about
me.
Looking weird. Yeah. nice. That's good. Nice. I've had pints, I've had a good time, but the questions have been a bit up and down, although I have had the chance to look clever, which, as we all know, is the number one thing you're looking for in a quiz experience. Really, so I'm going to give it a big old 7. Is that a bit low?
You see, seven is quite tough.
I'm hard to impress. Yeah. I have heard my baby cry on the phone, which is making me feel a bit prangy, but
You see, the hard thing is with a 7 is that it's like you can have a laugh and go, hey, 2 or 3, and it's a bit like we're having a laugh.
Or you go
9 or 10, but no, you've gone genuine, like, okay, no, I have factored it all in at about a 7. Which
fair
is...
play to you for taking the rating system seriously.
Yeah, for improvement. Ask me back.
So big thank you today to our quizmaster, Alex, who does his quiz at the Old Dubliner in Miami, Florida, and his quiz runs every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. But a bigger thank you goes to our brilliant guest, who's been fantastic. And check out her podcast, check out her socials. It's Freya Mallard.
Yay!
Thank you, Freya.